Well, you know what I think about free lunches, but hey, I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say about the existence of free lunches.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Matt Damon's mom, Nancy, yes. My friend.
Yes.
Betsy DeVos, our new Secretary of Education, is quoted as saying there is no such thing as a free lunch. What the hell did she mean?
No, I think she was making some kind of off-the-cuff comment about something Bernie Sanders had done. But what it made me think about, of course, now she's head of the lunch program, right?
Right.
But what it made me think about is and feel about is that we have 31 million kids in the U.S. who qualify for free lunch. And that makes me think about the sad fact that that the majority of kids in our public schools now are low income, 51%. Mm-hmm. So let's just acknowledge that we have just extreme income inequality in our country. So the fact that we're even talking about a free lunch, what is a free lunch? Really, and just not as a joke, but it's because kids are hungry and because their families can't afford enough food to feed them adequately that they get a free lunch at school. And that's a pretty sad situation in a country this wealthy that we have that many kids who are poor.
Right. But how far off is it, though, when you think about what you just said? You know, okay, well, maybe she didn't actually mean anything about the free lunch program or the free and reduced lunch program we have in this country for hungry children. However, I'm not sure about that because was it a week or two later, the budget director for the Trump administration actually came out and said, you know, I'm paraphrasing his quote, but, you know, look, we have no tangible evidence that feeding children helps their achievement.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, the Republicans are trying to cut back the free lunch program.
Yeah. And you're sitting there going, okay, first of all, I don't really give a poop if it has anything to do with achievement. How about the fact, as one person said, it makes a hungry kid unhungry?
Or, right.
You know, and so yeah. If you're not hungry, and that's a good thing. So if we're giving free lunches to hungry people and it stops them from being hungry, maybe that in and of itself is an okay result.
At the very surface of it, just feeding kids in school is a great idea. Kids need to eat pretty often, which most parents know. And, you know, having a good, delicious, healthy meal in the middle of the day for kids is a great thing for schools to do, regardless of their income level. Just a healthy thing to be eating well and have a couple snacks, too, during the day. I mean, they're there for a long time, and some they need to eat. But also, some of them, it's the only meal they get.
I used to keep Tic Tacs in the drawer and give them Tic Tacs for breakfast. No.
But many times,
when I was a second grade teacher, when I, you know, in rural Virginia, I had in my drawer, and it was actually the school nurse who came to me and gave me snacks. And she said, and she specifically told me, here are the students that you might want to offer these to at around a certain time, you know, because they knew the students, they had worked with them.
Yeah.
And the idea is that, you know, they're hungry. They're truly hungry. And so I look back at that and think, man, talk about 22-year-old teaching second grade in Virginia, and here I am and somebody hitting me in the face truly with poverty and saying, look, you're going to need to feed these kids. And now here we are, you know, 30 years later, and we've got a multi-billionaire in charge of our public schools making off-the-hand comments about no free lunches.
You know, one of the things that's really hard for me about that is the hard-heartedness of the comments like that. And of any policymakers who make comments like it doesn't make any difference to kids' achievement, or some of the kids who get these free meals don't really deserve them or need them, you know, they're hard-hearted comments that just don't reflect any kind of compassionate society. And any kind of compassionate attention towards children. It's really very discouraging to think that policymakers can say things like that and do things like that, you know, without some serious twinges on the conscience.
Well, that's why we have you, Matt Damon's mom, on the show, because there's always a free lunch with Matt's mom.
I'm going to start charging you for these calls.
I think so.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.